A word for you from John chapter 14, verse 30. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. In the Amplified Version, it refers to other phrases very similar, but it expands the meaning to nothing in common with me, and no claim on me, and nothing in me that belongs to him. Now, there is, and in this lies both a warning and a promise. It is telling us that, as believers, we are to have nothing in us that belongs to the evil one because of Jesus Christ in us. If we allow something consciously to remain there, which is the property of the devil, then we are against this verse and against what the Lord Jesus said. But it is also a promise, for as it is completely true that the Lord Jesus said nothing in common with me and the evil one has no claim on me, that is also a way of victory for the Christian. Abiding in him means that the victory that Jesus has over the evil one becomes yours. If you've truly repented of your sin, you now have the right to abide in Jesus, as he says two chapters before this, where he refers to, and in John chapter 15, where he refers to the abiding Christian, living in him. Without abiding, you can bear no fruit. And this is the way of becoming fruitful and of victory. For in him is the victory. For the evil one has no claim on him, has nothing in common with him. Are you struggling with things? You don't know how to get rid of things. You're finding that you repent of the same thing again and again, but it always seems to conquer you. Well, come to the Lord Jesus, not just for forgiveness, although that is what such a mighty promise, but also for victory. In him is victory, because the ruler of this world has no claim on him. So, you need to come to him with all your heart. Live and ask the Lord to reveal to you how to live your life in him. Not trying to conquer the evil one yourself, but with the Lord, you living in the Lord living in you, there is fullness of victory.